the all-American half pound, two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メットフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. Yeah, that's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a genre-jumping sound collage. With audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert. And, well, 2 weeks ago, I mixed you up a country-oriented sound collage. And last week, we got all electronic with cyberpunk music and other riff-raff. Well, tonight, there's going to be a whole lot of fiddles because we got a theme called guns and violins. The idea for this theme is that we are going to be mixing songs about guns, bombs, and war with music that features violins, also known as fiddles. And we're also going to have some speech excerpts and clips from United States presidents, movie Cops and Robbers. And in particular, a little bit later in the show, we're going to be featuring a 17-minute performance of the third movement. Oh, that must be an ambulance going to take somebody who fell off their ladder to the emergency room. Okay, yeah, so we're going to be featuring a 17-minute performance of the third movement of Beethoven's 15th String Quartet. So, yes, stay tuned for that. We began the show with a Japanese hair metal band called Billy and the Sluts and a song named, in English, Shoot Me Off, their 1990 album, which is called Hitotsu Mi Usagi no Dai Gyakushu, which translates as The Revenge of the One-Eyed Rabbit. What does that mean? So, backing me up right now is the Celtic Fiddle Festival with a track called Andreo. And, let's see. In the next set, we're going to hear from two Japanese artists, actually. There's going to be the all-female trio, the 5678s from Tokyo. And they're Bomb the Twist. And we're going to hear a selection from one of my favorite ever Irish music collections, compilations. Frankie Gavin, a medley of The Nightcap and The Frost is Over from the Rough Guide to Irish Music 2nd Edition. Also, some disco with the Commodores. Some 1980s electronic with the Human League. And we're going to start off the next set with a composition by Hikari Oe, who's the son of the Japanese 1994 Nobel Prize-winning author Kenzabaro Oe, who's also known for his views on such issues as nuclear weapons, social nonconformance, and existentialism. And his son Hikari was born with some very severe developmental problems at birth. And the Japanese doctors tried to convince his parents to just let him die. But instead they decided to opt for a two people falling off their ladders. And they opted for a life-saving operation, and they did their best to raise him. Hikari doesn't speak that much, and his eyesight is poor, but he took to music at an early age. And despite his disabilities, he expresses himself by composing music. And we're going to hear this piece that he composed for violin and piano, Andante Cantabile. And as far as the mixing goes here, we're going to hear some excerpts from what's one of the most important United States political speeches ever, President Dwight Eisenhower's 1961 farewell speech to the nation, in which he warned Americans about the unfettered growth of what he coined the military-industrial complex. And, you know, since he did that, what he warned about has certainly come to pass, and his thoughts are always well worth listening to and pondering again at this point far in the future. But yeah, let's get things going. Here is the Japanese composer Hikari Oe, Andante Cantabile for violin and piano, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Guns and violins. Thank you.
one who has witnessed the horror and the lingering sadness of war, as one who knows that another war could utterly destroy this civilization, which has been so slowly and painfully built over thousands of years, I wish I could say tonight that a lasting peace is in sight. Annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
My father's no different than any other powerful man. Any man who's responsible for other people. Like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Oh. Who's being naive, Kay?
come in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smells like... victory.
Stuck to his belief. shot that was heard around the world. For a second, it took seconds of your time to take his life. It took seconds. It took seconds of your time.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme this evening is called Guns and Violins, and we began that last set with two Japanese artists. First song was a composition by Hikare Oe, Andante Cantable for violin and piano off of his second album, Music of Hikare Oe 2. And then it was the female trio from Tokyo, the 5678, with their song Bomb the Twist. And then some more violin music with Frankie Gavin, a medley, The Nightcap and The Frost is Over, from the Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. And then it was some disco music with the Commodores, Machine Gun. And then the Human League, their song Seconds, which I believe is about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And then we finish things off with a public service message. Meanwhile, right now, we are listening to a track called Leaving Brittany by, Leaving Brittany by the Celtic Fiddle Festival. Okay, so, as I mentioned before, in that set, we mixed in a few excerpts from President Dwight Eisenhower's 1961 farewell speech to the nation, in which he warned about the dangers of the military-industrial complex. And, well, they've all turned out to pretty much been true. And, okay. So, in the next set, we're going to hear some songs about guns by The Clash and, well, sort of the Beastie Boys. And also a Dire Straits song and some more violin music from the Celtic Fiddle Festival. A particularly moving piece to me called La Belle Catherine, Beautiful Catherine. But first, we're going to start off with another Japanese band. This is the very eclectic Dragon Ash, who are kind of rock and hip-hop and oh so much more. But here is their song, Viva la Revolution! Here for you, on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage.
Soto that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
Waiting in that room. gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
These mist-covered mountains are home now for me, but my home is the lowlands, and always will be. Someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged higher. And in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I.
It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack.
You missed two classes and
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening our theme is called Guns and Violins, as we play you songs about guns, bombs, and war with music that features violins. Plus, we've been throwing in a bunch of speech excerpts and clips from U.S. presidents and movie cops and robbers. We kicked off that last set with the very eclectic Japanese band Dragon Ash and their Viva La Revolution title track from that album. And then it was the Celtic Fiddle Festival with La Belle Catherine, beautiful Catherine. And in fact, they're backing me up right now with another song with a violin in it, Maison de Glace, Springtime. And then we heard from The Clash and from their London Calling album, The Guns of Brixton. They followed that with Dire Straits and Brothers in Arms. And we finished things off with the Beastie Boys and Fight for Your Right to Party and Have Fun. So, in that last set, one of the speech excerpts we heard was President Harry Truman announcing the atomic bombing of Hiroshima. And I've been to Ground Zero at Hiroshima and the museum that they have there with the stopwatch and other artifacts from people who died there, including physical objects like their fingernails. And for quite a long time, I've been fascinated with Japanese culture and trying to understand that. And I think that the decision to drop the bomb was a very difficult one. And realizing that there were elements of the Japanese military who just wanted the nation to essentially commit suicide rather than surrender. And, it was a very tough and difficult decision. I don't know what I would have done exactly if I was Harry Truman. Well, let's get back to the music in the next set. Some shout-outs here to our regular listeners. Philip, Dylan, and Ryan down in Smithtown, New York. And up in Beverly, John Fisk, and I know Chuck and Diane are not listening this evening because I had a conversation with Chuck this afternoon. Actually, he stopped by my house, and Tim Coleman, hope you're catching this show on the podcast archive, and Arthur, yes, Arthur, in Medford, host of the Grand Hour, 5 a.m., Wednesday mornings. So, yeah, let's start things off here with a band that we had as a featured artist a few weeks ago, Nashville Pussy and The Wrong Side of a Gun. Here on WMFO in Medford, the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage.